Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. This week's text is Romans 8, verse 28. And we know that in all things, God works for good for those who love God, who are called according to God's purpose. If you've ever heard the phrase, something good is going to come of this, or that God makes all things good, or even that God has a plan and this will all make sense later, you've heard a convoluted and misinterpreted version of this verse. It's a trusty, well-used go-to section of Paul's letter to the Romans that people do pull out in the midst of difficult times. So first, if you've ever said one of those things, let me just say, stop. Resist the urge. If someone is suffering, telling them God is going to make it good is about as helpful as a punch in the face, and that might be the result you get anyway. In chapter 8 of this letter to the Romans, Paul was talking about the Spirit and how the coming glory of God is nothing compared to what the world is like now, and how the Spirit is with us and interceding for us. And the question to those listening to Paul at that moment is the same one that all of us have at some point. If through the Spirit God is always with us, then why is there suffering? Why can't God do something about it? Who of us hasn't asked this very question? Knowing that God is with us is important, and it is actually comforting to know that. But it doesn't make suffering go away. So when we go to this verse, God is working all things for good, or some variation of that, it doesn't make my suffering better. So when we use this, when we say God is working all things for good, and let me just say, I fully believe God is in the middle of all kinds of things, working to heal and redeem and renew. But I also want to say, some things are just never going to be good. They aren't. They just can't be. Car accidents, never going to be good. Heart attacks, never good. Mental illness is never going to be good. Injuries, physical and emotional, never going to be good. Cancer will never be good. It's like saying, oh, I broke my leg and it was horrible and painful, but God was there, so now breaking my leg is a good thing. See how that doesn't work? Breaking a leg is never good. It will never magically become good. So if you've been waiting for something horrible to turn into something good, I'm sorry to tell you that it is not going to happen. And I know that that doesn't seem all that uplifting, and you're really missing the purpose of this podcast, right? That's the point. But here's the thing. Bad stuff just being bad, which is true, doesn't mean that this verse doesn't also have something in it worth knowing and believing. That doesn't mean that this verse can't be gospel, that there is not good news in this verse, because there is. It is full of hope and promise. See, there's a key word in this verse 28 that we don't often think about too deeply, and it's the word all. In all things, God works for good. Even in bad things, God is at work. Now, this doesn't mean that God is making bad things happen to show us that he's there, or that God is erasing bad things or turning them into good things. It means that God is in and always has been in the redemption business. God is always at work, healing and helping and holding in all things. That means when bad things happen, God is there. And then we trust that when God is there, God can take even the most broken thing, even the worst stuff life has to offer, and bring new life. Someone we love dying doesn't ever become good. But the legacy they leave and the way they change those who knew them, that is God at work in the horrible, bad things this life hands out to us. God is in all things, working for good, working to bring good out of bad, joy out of sorrow, and life out of death. It doesn't mean bad and sorrowful things don't happen. It doesn't mean that death doesn't happen. It just means God is working in it to make it less painful for those of us who are experiencing it. And then because Paul knows that just saying that is not enough, that we probably need some clarification, which we obviously do since we've used this verse in such horrible ways, he makes it even clearer in the following verses. At the end of this chapter 8, he says, "Nothing, not life or death, angels or demons, things present or in the future, nothing, no power, nothing high or deep below, nothing in the whole of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Jesus." Nothing. That is a purposefully comprehensive list, y'all. No bad thing that exists in the world can remove God from the scene. And if something bad is happening, then we can trust that God is working in it. See, the bad things in this world are real. They are there, and they don't feel good. But the promise of this verse is that God is real too. And God is bigger and realer and therer than anything else we can imagine or experience.
Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.